welcome. And thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 17th of April, 2024. The Bible reading today is Psalm 139, verses 1 to 18. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Today's article, titled Questioning Ourselves, was written by Amy Boucher Pye. John Wesley led a highly disciplined life. He created 22 questions for self-examination, which he and his friends in Oxford use daily. For instance, am I a slave to dress, friends, work, or habits? These questions formed their method of being accountable spiritually, which eventually birthed the Methodist movement. Although Wesley's exacting questions are no longer used widely on a daily basis, his approach to self-examination, combined with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, can help us to understand ourselves and God better. King David, who wrote so many of the Psalms, was also someone who sought to know himself and God better. In the well-loved Psalm 139, for example, he shares how God searches and knows him. He understands that, you know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. David acknowledges the wonderful mystery of God knowing him so completely. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. He finds deep contentment in this understanding. We can entrust ourselves to God's loving care because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We know that God has knitted us together in our mother's womb. Therefore, we can ask Him to reveal to us our blind spots and our failings, knowing that He will answer us both graciously and lovingly. Let's pray. Loving God, thank You that when You shine Your light on me, I do not need to fear. You help me to love You and others better. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.